in my time here, I've seen that the drug culture itself is causing a great deal of problems for the community.
So how big a problem is methamphetamine specifically?
It is a real problem, not only to the individual, you know, as far as a health-related issue, but of course then it also starts to affect the family, the friends, you know, the neighbors, work-related issues. It's a stimulant, and the problem is it's incredibly, incredibly addictive. So folks that start using methamphetamine, the chances of them becoming addicted are very high. And once addicted, that's when the problems start. The health problems, number one, from the continued use of amphetamines, and, you know, that's just not what the body's supposed to have in it. And so the personal effects are incredible, but then some of the side effects, the paranoia and just a lack of ability to function in other ways becomes a problem then outside just the individual. So really, I mean, from my perspective, the big problem with the methamphetamine is the incredibly addictive properties of it.
How can you tell that there's a sort of a methamphetamine presence in Garfield County?
So much of our crime is related in a side way to the drug culture, but it's a lot of times it might be hard to pinpoint, because if there is a burglary, if there are car prowls, is that related to someone trying to get money for drugs? That can be a tough thing to say. I mean, we certainly see individuals who show signs of being on meth or other drugs, I should say, in a lot of the calls that we go to. It can be very difficult to very specifically track the numbers to say that this crime was a result of drug use or this crime wasn't. But again, looking at all the different operations that have been done, this gentleman who died, it's easy for me to say in Rifle that methamphetamine is a real problem.
Okay, John, thank you.
Thank you so much.